We'd like to tell a story all Licking County residents are familiar with. We ask that you close your eyes and remember your first courthouse lighting as you listen to our final tale.
'Twas the night before a courthouse lighting, written and read by Evan DeVario. 'Twas the night before a courthouse lighting, and all through the town, residents were stirring without the slightest frown. The lights were hung on the courthouse with care in hopes that the magic would soon be there. The children were assembled, their anticipation spread, with visions of light dancing in their heads, and the adults trying to stay snug, with warmth from River Oak coffee in their mugs. The crowds came by twos and by threes, hunting for a parking spot with glee. Some walked from the Dawes Arboretum. Cold couldn't cause their excitement to numb. Others coming from the south dared to drive by the old jailhouse were scared, remembering of the haunting house walk, darkness being terrified with shock. Fears were banished, hearts were warmed, balance between old and young formed, choirs singing and bands were heard, generational memories were stirred. Others came from Canal Market with a treat, festivities starting, the crowd's cheers to greet. Santa appeared atop the ladder of a fire truck, residents all around were awestruck. As the countdown was beginning, the mayor came out and started counting, now one, now two, now three, and four. All were waiting with their spirits sore. As the lights were lit in the square, the joy's praises heard couldn't compare, with all in the town cheering with delight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.